What do you call a female homosexual? Don't know. Okay. What do you call a male homosexual?
That's all I know.
What do you call a sexually indiscreet female? She just goes to bed with anybody. Alright, like she just, you know, goes to bed with anybody?
A hussy.
A what?
A hussy.
Okay. What do you call a sexually indiscreet male? A male that does that. Okay. What names do you have for ugly girls? You know, the kind you wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. What would you say? What would you say about Martha? Describe Martha.
I couldn't give you a name. I just say that they're not a nice, that they're not nice girls.
Okay. What names do you have for very intelligent people?
Genius.
Okay. That is your term. It really is. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call the place where dead bodies are prepared and kept before burial?
No. Funeral homes.
Okay. Oh, a funeral home?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a vehicle for transporting dead person to burial places?
Hearse.
What do you call a place for burial of dead persons?
Cemetery.
What do you call a lazy, non-working city employee?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call the headquarters for the police force?
The police station.
Okay. I think I've heard you use another term. Station house?
Station house. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just saw it down here. Mm-hmm.
We have said that.
All right. What do you call a place where violators of the law are locked up until their trial?
The jail.
The club carried by a police officer.
Oh, it was a Billy.
Okay. What do you call the building which houses firefighting equipment?
The fire stations.
Right. Person knows a politician well enough to secure personal favors. What do you call this kind of political influence? He's really got
a pull.
All right. Do you call public school for students in grades 1 through 6?
Elementary school.
What do you call public school for 7 through 9?
High school.
No, 7 through 9.
That's junior high.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then for includes 10 through 12.
Yeah, that's high school.
The large enclosed area of a school where basketball games are played and music and drama performances.
Gymnasium.
What do you call a school laboratory?
The restrooms.
A person who keeps the school clean, moves the furniture.
Janitors.
A student deliberately cultivates favor and attention with the teacher you say he is. Okay, if a kid, you know, goes up to the teacher and makes on over and everything.
Well, he wants attention.
Okay, but what would you call him? He's a...
pest.
I call him a pest. But to indicate that that he's that kind of person, he's the...
Okay,
he's what?
Teacher's pet.
Okay.